It's episode 36 and season 3 of Cultivating the Lovely. Be sure to check out our sponsor, PrepDish. For a free 2-week trial, go to prepdish.com/lovely. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. This is a podcast for real moms who just want more of Jesus and are trying to interject lovely moments wherever they can in the midst of their everyday lives. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe, and I'm really excited to be kicking off season 3. I can't believe we're on our 3rd year of this podcast. It really doesn't feel possible. So much has changed over these past few years, and I just felt like the beginning of season 3 was a great time to kind of be able to sit back and have an episode with you guys where we could kind of just chit-chat about the podcast. We've added so many new listeners since the very beginning when everything got started on Periscope and all of that, and I know a lot of you might not even be that familiar with who I am, and so I kind of want to reintroduce myself to you, let you know who I am, how Cultivating the Lovely even got started, and kind of where it's going from here. So, who the heck am I? Well, I am the wife to my carpenter husband, Jeremiah. We own a small little construction company, and he's specialized in finished carpentry for a lot of years now, and he's actually starting to break into building homes. And so that's been kind of a dream we've been looking forward to, and it's fun to see how that's starting to take shape and what God is going to do there. So I'm super excited to be seeing what he's going to be doing in the future. I am also a mom to 4 crazy kids. I have an 11-year-old boy, an 8-year-old boy, a 5-year-old girl, and a 2.5-year-old girl. So I've got a pretty wide range of ages, and they definitely keep me on my toes. We are homeschoolers and have been since the very beginning. I went to my first homeschool conference when my oldest was 1 year old, and I read my first homeschool book when he was in the womb. So it's definitely a lifestyle thing that we've embraced from the very beginning, and I think it's kind of shaped what our family culture looks like for sure. Then on the side of all that homeschooling and momming and wifing, I do voiceover work and I have this podcast. And it kind of just sprung up a few years ago, back in 2015. I just jumped on Periscope one day, and over the course of weeks and months, it just became a regular thing. And I was on every morning and I realized that I loved it. I loved interacting with the moms every morning and just having coffee together and starting our day together. And we would just talk about these ways that we were going to cultivate loveliness in our life that day. It wasn't going to be anything crazy or spectacular. It may just be very little things like listening to a podcast or taking a few minutes to grab a cup of tea in the afternoon or read a book, even if it was only for 5 minutes. We were going to find these little ways to carve out more loveliness in our lives. And out of that just sprung up this podcast. And really, it felt like a fulfillment of a lot of years of doing stuff online, because I had been a blogger since 2007. I had a little blog way back in the day that didn't do a whole lot of anything. But then in 2011, I rebranded and I started Bold Turquoise. And that really felt like home to me. And Bold Turquoise did pretty well. It's still the name that I am known for online, and I really feel like it helped me kind of start to create my own identity online of where I was going. But in the end, the blogging thing just petered out. It just did. I mean, I think a lot of us are seeing that across the blogosphere. I know there's still a lot of amazing bloggers, but it changed over the years. It became less about really sharing your heart or what was going on in your life and more about creating evergreen content and including specific links for things. And the joy of the writing, which was the part that I loved, really fell flat. And I just felt like I couldn't do it anymore. And so when this whole Periscope thing happened, it just dropped in my lap. It felt like it was completely from the Lord. It just felt like putting on a glove made perfectly for me. I loved it. And it was so fun to have the community that sprang up from it. Because let's face it, I'm at that time in my life where I've got kids in a lot of different ages, and we're having to devote a lot of time to activities and homeschool, and there isn't as much time for community for me as I would like for there to be. And I feel like Cultivating the Lovely in a large way filled a lot of that hole and helped me to see that there were other moms out there who were doing the same stuff that I was doing and who really wanted more loveliness in their life, wanted little things to make them feel like it wasn't just all mundane, because it can be very mundane and it takes a lot of work. And so that's what it all sprung out of. But honestly, as I've gone through the last couple of years and the Periscope thing has changed a lot, and I mean, there's just been a lot of evolution in the online world. It happens faster and faster these days. And I got to the end of last season of the podcast and I kind of was sitting back going like, okay, I enjoy doing the podcast, but why am I doing the podcast? Like, what is it for? Where is it going? And it was really good this summer to just kind of be able to take a break and really ponder those questions and pray about them and really think through it. And what God really did, I feel like, was bring me back to the roots. He brought me back to the roots of Cultivating the Lovely, because honestly, there are some times when I think about the name Cultivating the Lovely that I picked and I think, what was I thinking? Because it sounds so sweet. It sounds so polished and pretty. And I am not that person. I am not that full of sweetness girl. I have friends who genuinely are those sweet people. So sweet. You're like, how is that real? And they are real that way. And I am not. I tend to be a little bit more spicy and a little bit more brash. And I think at that time in my life, a couple of years ago, I knew that about myself. It's definitely been a refining process over the years, but just because I have that spicier side to me doesn't mean that I don't want the lovely things also. And that I don't want to try to attain to that, or not change myself, but add those things into my life. Because these women who really inspired Cultivating the Lovely, it was just this core group of friends, and they have beautiful homes that are thought out, and they have a calmness and a peace and a patience about them, and you can see Jesus imprinted on their lives. And I knew that I needed more of that. I wanted to keep my personality, I wanted to be who I was, but I wanted to interject more of those things as well. And so having this daily practice of thinking about ways that I could cultivate that loveliness was how it all started, and I realized it was where it needed to come back to. And so it really won't change that much about the podcast, but I do feel like it's going to help me get more on track as far as where the community is going from here, and kind of feel re-inspired to really be diving deeply into this world with all of you, because I do love it. I enjoy doing this podcast. I love bringing you guys quality interviews of women who are just real women, but they're doing great things and God is showing up in their lives. And I love to be able to have you guys feel like you're just in on the conversation, because I know some of these women and that's so much fun. I love the episodes where I just get to chat with a friend. It just feels like we're sitting having coffee. But I also love when I get to talk to somebody who's brand new that we all aren't going to get to sit down and chat with, because they have a book or they have something big going on in their lives and we just don't all have that opportunity. And so I love to be able to bring those conversations to you guys. I really feel like you're a part of it and you're in on it. And so that is really shaping how we're moving forward from here. Every conversation that I have, I always feel a deep sense of responsibility for what I'm bringing to you guys. I only want to offer up women on the show who love Jesus and love their families and are trying their best to have their priorities straight and all of that sort of thing. I want to have good examples on this show that I know won't be leading people astray, because the ultimate reason that I'm doing this is because I feel like God wants me to encourage other women in the trenches, and that we need to be focusing on the important parts of our life. We need to be focusing on being in His Word and how we can do that when we have chaotic lives otherwise. And that we need to be focusing on community and building friendships and helping each other out, because it's hard to find in today's day and age. And so I'm just really excited to be embarking on this new season and being able to bring those conversations to you guys. So we're going to take a short break, a very short break right now, to hear a short word from our sponsor. But after that, I want to go into a little bit more about what Cultivating the Lovely is going to look like going forward with season 3 and this fall, and how we're trying to shape up the community and reach more women with this message of loveliness and Jesus, and diving into the roles that we have and doing our best to do them well, but offering lots of grace in the meantime. So now we're going to take a second to hear a word from our sponsor, and then we're going to get into all the fun nitty-gritty details about what is happening with season 3. This episode is sponsored by PrepDish. You guys, I am so excited to be bringing PrepDish back as a sponsor for this season because, hello, life-saving. I mean, especially this season, I don't know about you guys, but September hit and chaos ensued. There's just so much going on as my kids get older and there's more people doing more things. I need all the help I can get, and PrepDish is the thing that really helps me do that. If you're not familiar with PrepDish, then let me just tell you what they do. They send you every single week a menu plan. And this isn't just any menu plan, because not only do you have a well thought out menu that has paleo and gluten-free options, but you also have the ability to take this menu on a Saturday or whatever day you choose and prep all your meals. So when you get to dinner during the week, you can take 5 to 20 minutes and dinner is on the table. You just take a couple of hours one day, get a bunch of work done, and bang, you're done. You're done. It's glorious, you guys. So if you want to check out PrepDish, you can go to prepdish.com/lovely and you can get a 2-week free trial to really be able to see what they have to offer. I promise you will not be sorry when you check out PrepDish. The recipes are delicious and it's so helpful to just know that it's done. And there's even more things that they have in there, like links to online shopping and all kinds of stuff to be able to get your food taken care of in as quick and easy of a manner as possible. So go to prepdish.com/lovely, get your 2-week free trial, and check it out. Okay, so what is happening with Cultivating the Lovely this season? Well, for starters, we are having a pretty big giveaway to launch the new season. You can find this giveaway on Instagram, and one of the number one ways that you can enter is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. We really want to hit iTunes with a bang this season and come right out of the gate swinging. And so if you could hop over to iTunes and leave a really quick rating and review, it could just be one simple sentence, and pop a rating in there. It makes such a difference. If you also want to put your Instagram handle in your review, that'll help us to be able to figure out who is posting and who is entering, and that would be super helpful. So be sure to leave your rating and review, and then go over to Instagram and enter the giveaway. We've got so many fun things in there. Books from people who are going to be on the podcast this season. We've got a brand new Canvas message Bible that is absolutely beautiful. We have a happy planner and a few little goodies to go with that, which is, of course, always fun, and lots of other things that I think you guys are really going to enjoy. So it's a really fun giveaway. You're not going to want to miss it. In other news, we have also brought back a very short little morning show on Periscope. I know a lot of people are loving Facebook Live, but from everybody I talk to, it's just not the same. And it's definitely not been the same for me when I've tried Facebook Live. People don't get notifications. It's not got the same kind of interaction. I really just love Periscope. And so that's where I'm sticking. I'm trying to come on as many mornings I can, usually within the 6 o'clock hour on the Pacific time. But sometimes that stretches to 7 or even later in the morning, because real life happens. And I'm trying my very best to keep it to a quick 10 minutes for lovely. And so that's what we're calling it, 10 minutes for lovely. I'm trying to hit on a few new topics every day, but then we also are talking about Bible study and just our lovelies for the day. It's just kind of a coming together again, having that community and getting to encourage each other and pray for each other. So it's been super fun to kind of get that rolling over the last week or so. And I'm looking forward to doing that going into the fall with you guys. So be sure to check me out at Bold Turquoise on Periscope. And then of course we have the Cultivating the Lovely group on Facebook as always. And we're really wanting to get a lot more conversation going there as well this fall. We want it to be a place where not only people are able to put in their prayer requests and hear news of what's going on within the group and the podcast, but just some fun things as well. So we're looking forward to getting some conversations going over there. That's another way that you can really get involved. And it's where if we have specific links that are mentioned on Periscope, I'll probably pop them into just a simple post in the Cultivating the Lovely group on Facebook. So that's where you'll be able to find those kinds of things. Then, of course, the podcast. There really won't be that many changes, as you will be hearing. I've changed my intro a little bit, simplifying things down some. And I've added in a new fun question that I'm asking all of my guests, and I'm also answering, which is how we are currently cultivating loveliness in our lives. So I hope to have that be just kind of a fun little snapshot into our everyday lives and something you might not otherwise hear from the guest. We've also changed our graphics and we've changed up how we do our show notes a little bit this season. I really wanted to make the show notes as effective as possible and really help you guys get the information that you wanted. So it's less bloggy and more outline form. So you're going to be able to go to those show notes, which you can always find at boldturquoise.com/ with whatever the number of the show is. You just go there, you find a full outline with links to all of the resources that we talked about. You'll be able to find the person and the sponsor and all that good stuff in the show notes really simply. We're also changing up how we do our emails. Instead of just getting your basic RSS feed that sends out every post, it's going to be more newsletter style every 2 weeks where we will talk about what's going on in the Cultivating the Lovely group and what's happening with the podcast and what you can be expecting, and all those kinds of things will be in that email. So if you're signed up, then great. But if not, you're going to want to make sure you go over there and sign up right away so that you can get those emails and just be updated whenever it goes live. So I think that's going to be kind of a fun way to be able to keep in touch, but it'll be quick. It won't be anything overwhelming. I'm not going to clog your inboxes with a whole bunch of stuff. It'll just be a way for you to really easily be able to get a snapshot of what's going on. So you can go to boldturquoise.com or cultivatingthelovely.com and click on the subscribe button at the very top of the page and you'll be all set to go. As we get more towards winter, I'm really hoping to bring on some more consistent co-hosts. I have a few people in mind that I've been talking to and I think that it could be really fun to just have some reoccurring people on the show who are talking about certain topics and being able to spar with each other. And I feel like you guys get more of that familiarity when I'm good friends with the person, and it's just really fun to be able to have those conversations. So I'm really hoping to bring some of those people on more consistently, so you can be watching out for that. But in the meantime, do you want to hear who's coming on for fall? I'm going to give you the full lineup right here. I'm so excited. So right after this episode, today, we are releasing actually 3 episodes. So it's not just this one. I also have an episode with Jody McKenna, and we are talking about how she did such a good job of creating quiet times for her kids for Bible study. She really taught her kids well from a very early age how to engage with the Bible on their own, and it's an excellent episode. So much fun. You're going to want to listen to that. Then we have Erin Odom, and we are talking about her brand new book, More Than Just Making It. I read the book. It's really good. I really loved it. I think you guys are going to too. We talk about financial struggles and low income stuff and how you can get past that. And so I think it's a really fun interview that you guys are also going to enjoy. It's 2 ENFPs chatting together. So I think you guys are going to like that one. Next week, we will have Trisha Goyer on the show talking about her brand new book, Walk It Out. And all of these books for authors that we have coming up in the future, you can go on Amazon and pre-order right now, and they will be in your mailbox the day that the book releases. So if you want to get your hands on one of these books and have it as soon as you possibly can, sometimes they even show up early, go pre-order these books. It's a great way to support these authors and help Amazon to know, like, oh, this is an author that people want to see more of. It speaks a lot to the publishers. And so if you really want to support an author well, Go and pre-order their book and then review it everywhere you can once you have it. And just to make it even easier for you, we will have all of these books for all the authors who are coming on this fall linked in today's show notes, which you can find at boldturquoise.com/36. So that's who I'll have on next is Tricia Goyer. Then we'll be having on Mary DeMuth talking about how God is good and big and he makes up for our very ordinariness as moms. After that will be Jess Connolly with her brand new book, Dance, Stand, Run. And it's all about how we've leaned so much towards grace in our culture that we've kind of forgotten about holiness a lot of the time. I'm really excited about this book, and I can't wait to be chatting with her and sharing it all with you guys as well. Next up, all the way in November, will be Robin Jones Gunn, which was so fun for me because I have read Robin's books since I was in the sixth grade, and we had so much fun talking about some major projects that she has had coming out, including a few Hallmark movies, which we are so excited to be able to share with all of you guys. So be looking for that in November, along with Dana K. White, also known as Noni from A Slob Comes Clean. I will have on Kat Lee for her brand new book, Hello Mornings, in December, and then hopefully one more surprise guest heading into the holidays that I can't wait to bring to you guys. So as you can see, it's shaping up to be a really fun season. I've been looking forward to it all summer as I've been getting things prepared, and this fall as I've been starting to interview people and really get things rolling, and it's only going to take it to that next level for me when I actually get to interact with you guys about these episodes because they're so much fun and I really want to see what you think about it and what you're excited about to be hearing about this fall. So be sure to be in touch in all these different ways that I've been talking about throughout the episode. Get involved. We really want you to be a part of the community. And to just kind of wrap things up, I'm going to do something that I have never officially done on the show before, and that is answer the stock questions that I ask all of my first-time guests. So here goes. Am I into candles or an essential oil diffuser? Typically, I lean towards an essential oil diffuser because of all the health benefits and everything and the ambiance, and I always have them handy. And I love the ambiance of candles, but I'm super picky about the kind that I will burn in my home because I don't like to have all of the toxins. So I would probably say essential oil diffuser, although I do love the ambiance of candles, and I do light them more in the fall and winter. Cloth napkins or paper? I would love to say that we are a cloth napkin family, but we are paper towels all the way. In fact, I just went out to the lake cabin with my mother-in-law this summer, and she kept saying, "Oh my goodness, we don't have any napkins." I was like, I don't even own any napkins, any paper napkins anyway. We are hard and true with the paper towels. I know that's not great, but maybe someday when my life is a little less harried, I will switch over to the cloth napkins and forever love it. Okay, city or country? I am country. I grew up always wanting to move to the city. I thought I would live in New York or LA. And so to live the life that I do now is much different than I ever assumed it would be, but I really do love our country life and the peace and quiet. I don't think that I could sacrifice again. I love being able to see all of the stars at night, and I was just outside talking on the phone to my husband yesterday, and a little gopher ran by, and then a deer ran by, and you just don't get that in the city. So I do enjoy our country life. Paper or digital? Well, I do a lot of digital things. I really do prefer paper for the most part. And while I was nursing and that sort of thing, I really leaned toward more digital books because they were just easier and quieter for me to be able to handle while I was nursing a baby, especially at nap times. But I'm finding now that I'm having a little bit more independence again, I'm really enjoying paper even more. And you guys know that I love me a paper planner, so I would have to say paper. Shopping online or in store? You know, I would have to say online. I am not like a big clothes shopping gal. I do it when I have to. I like to look nice, but I'm not super into shopping. And if I can get away with doing anything without having to drag my four kids into a store and risk meltdowns and all the rest, I will do it. So shopping online, hands down. What do I listen to while I am making dinner? Well, I do love a good podcast, you guys. That's probably my first stop. Occasionally, we will do some music, and I'll put on like Pandora with maybe the Hillsong channel, but we usually do that more so in the morning at breakfast time. At dinner, I like everyone to go out of the room unless I really need help with dinner, in which case I will recruit my children. But otherwise, I like to listen to a podcast. My absolute favorite podcast is The Wally Show, which is actually a daytime radio show that is recorded in Nashville. It's on Way FM. And so you can listen to it live as well, but they break it down into a podcast and take out all of the music. So it's about a 45-minute show. And then they have a really fun aftercast for the people who really like the show. And I am one of those, and my kids adore it too. And so it's super fun to be able to listen to The Wally Show. And then second, I really enjoy The Simple Show with Tish Oxenreiter. I don't always see eye to eye with any of these people that I listen to their podcasts, but I really appreciate their perspectives, and I think they bring a lot to the table. And Tish has a really good, varied amount of information that she puts out on her show that I've just always really enjoyed listening to. Of course, I love Kat Lee, I love Sally Clarkson, and sometimes I'll sneak in some Brave Rider, Wild and Free, or Delectable Education. But for the most part, when time is of the essence, I always jump to The Wally Show, and after that comes The Simple Show. Chocolate, milk, or dark? Well, anyone who's listened to the podcast for any length of time probably knows that I am a dark chocolate girl, hands down. I don't even know why they make milk chocolate. Sports or no sports? Oh, the stories that I could tell why I personally am no sports. I grew up as a theater and dance girl, but my boys are into sports and they both play basketball and do taekwondo. And so I enjoy going to see them perform, which I know is not the right word, but again, I'm a theater girl. So I enjoy watching them, but on my own, I would not be a sports girl. Live broadcasting? Well, of course, I would rather broadcast. My favorite movie is really hard to pinpoint. When I have this question for myself, I'm like, oh, why do I ask this of my guests? What a terrible question. But it is kind of fun to have to narrow it down. So if I had to, you know, cut through all of my favorites, which, you know, 2 weeks Notice and Miss Congeniality and all the rest, Notting Hill, I think I would have to come down and say You've Got Mail is my favorite. I've probably watched it more times than any of the rest. I could recite the entire show. I just love You've Got Mail. And lastly, where would I put myself on the crunchiness spectrum? I think at this point in my life, despite my paper towel usage, I would probably put myself at a 7. When I really compare to modern society, what people do, I think I'm probably a 7. I'm probably crunchier in normal people's eyes than I a lot of the time think that I am. I'm definitely crunchier than my husband seems to think I am, but like I've told people before, he's desensitized to crunchiness. So I think I would give myself a solid 7 on the crunchiness scale. All right, you guys, that's it for this episode, but stay tuned because, like I said, those two other episodes are coming out today with Jody McKenna and Aaron Odom, so there's lots more to listen to, and we're going to have another episode next week. So I'm so glad to be back. Thank you for supporting the podcast, and until the next episode, go be bold and gracious.